Legal advocates for the elderly are warning that adult daycare programs, like the one at the center of a political corruption scandal, are highly susceptible to fraud and abuse. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports that's because no license is required to operate them and no government agency visits or inspects them.
As a result of a Cuomo-era overhaul of Medicaid, more of these programs are now eligible for government funds. Attorney Pauline Young Ha says adult daycare centers have been popping up all over immigrant communities. She says they've even been recruiting seniors by offering them $100.
These people, are they really there for the money, or they're really opening for to help the seniors?
Young Ha says she's alarmed at how easy it is to open these centers and says stricter rules are needed. New York State's Office for the Aging doesn't inspect programs, but does provide guidance on how the daycare center should operate. The office didn't respond to several requests for comment. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.